Instrumento de aflição amostral de inglês, 81. Ensino básico, 8º ano de escolaridade, 2021. Vais agora realizar a parte A, compreensão do oral. Escuta com muita atenção e segue as instruções. Mesmo que não compreendas alguma palavra ou frase, continua a resolver a prova e mantém-te em silêncio. A compreensão do oral é composta por 3 partes e integra 9 questões. As questões encontram-se no enunciado da prova. Antes de ouvires os textos de cada uma das partes, dispões de alguns segundos para ler as respectivas questões. Vais ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiveres a ouvir, registra as tuas respostas. No final de cada audição, dispões de alguns segundos para registar e/ou verificar as tuas respostas. Atenção! Toda a prova será em inglês. Vira agora à página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Listening 1. You will hear 5 short dialogues about an environmental conference taking place at school. Read questions 1.1 to 1.4 and put a cross in box A, B or C according to what you hear. Listen to the example. How are Greg and his friend going to the conference?
Greg, can your father give me a lift to the conference?
Sure, but our car is being repaired, so we're taking a taxi.
Oh, I didn't know that. Never mind, I'll take the bus.
Don't be silly, you're coming with us.
Okay, thanks.
The correct answer is by taxi, option C. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. Now listen. Text 1.1. Who is organizing the climate conference?
Hey James, did you know there will be some World Watch Fund activists at the school conference to talk about climate change?
A few For Earth activists who are responsible for the conference will be there too, as well as our teachers.
Yeah, our science teacher is very excited because one of his friends from Green Pressure will be there to speak about animal extinction.
That sounds cool.
Listen again. Who is organizing the climate conference?
Hey James, did you know there will be some World Watch Fund activists at the school conference to talk about climate change?
A few For Earth activists who are responsible for the conference will be there too, as well as our teachers.
Yeah, our science teacher is very excited because one of his friends from Green Pressure will be there to speak about animal extinction.
That sounds cool.
Text 1.2. Where is the conference?
Do you know where the conference is? I've just been to room 16 on the 2nd floor and there was no one there.
I thought it was in room 6 on the 1st floor.
I'm not really sure because there's also a conference room on the 3rd floor.
Wait a second, I've just got a text message from Henry saying that it's in room 6 on the 1st floor and that it's about to begin.
Listen again. Where is the conference?
Do you know where the conference is? I've just been to room 16 on the 2nd floor and there was no one there.
I thought it was in room 6 on the 1st floor.
I'm not really sure because there's also a conference room on the 3rd floor.
Wait a second, I've just got a text message from Henry saying that it's in room 6 on the 1st floor and that it's about to begin.
Text 1.3. What did they give at the conference?
Can I take a look at the flyer they gave you at the conference?
There were no flyers.
Oh, they usually give you flyers or posters when you go to conferences.
No, not this time. They gave me a pin. I'll show it to you in a second.
Listen again. What did they give at the conference?
Can I take a look at the flyer they gave you at the conference?
There were no flyers.
Oh, they usually give you flyers or posters when you go to conferences.
No, not this time. They gave me a pin. I'll show it to you in a second.
Text 1.4. What subject do the students have homework for?
Do you think we'll have any homework after the conference?
I think our English teacher may ask us to write a text about the environment.
I don't think so. She doesn't usually ask us to do any homework.
Well, I know our math teacher wants us to prepare a questionnaire on recycling habits at school.
Oh no, I hate questionnaires.
Yeah, me too. Last year, our science teacher asked us to write an article about animal extinction. It was really interesting.
Listen again. What subject do the students have homework for?
Do you think we'll have any homework after the conference?
I think our English teacher may ask us to write a text about the environment.
I don't think so. She doesn't usually ask us to do any homework.
Well, I know our math teacher wants us to prepare a questionnaire on recycling habits at school.
Oh no, I hate questionnaires.
Yeah, me too. Last year, our science teacher asked us to write an article about animal extinction. It was really interesting.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of listening one. Listening two. You will hear three teens talking about zoos and animal extinction at a school conference. Who says what? A. Alice, B. Bill, or C. Kathy? For sentences A to F, write the correct letter in the circle. The first sentence is an example. You have 30 seconds to read the sentences. Now, listen. Good morning, everyone. I hope you enjoy our school conference about the modern zoo. Does it really save animals from extinction? Joining us today to talk about this topic are three of our classmates, Alice, Bill, and Kathy. Alice, let's begin with you. Can you share your ideas with us?
Of course. To be honest, I hate zoos. Animals have rights just like humans do, and it's never their choice to be there. Most animals don't have enough space in zoos. Did you know that tigers and lions have around 18,000 times less space in zoos than in the wild? Also, animals don't live as long in zoos. Anyway, keeping animals in cages like prison is just cruel. We don't have that right.
Thank you, Alice. What about you, Bill? Do you agree with Alice?
Good morning, everyone. Well, I don't totally disagree with Alice. It's true that not all zoos have the necessary conditions to keep the animals healthy, happy, and safe. But that was more common in the past. Most zoos didn't care much about education or conservation. Things have changed. Today, modern zoos take much better care of their animals, and making money isn't their only objective. Some zoos already have volunteer projects, and young people like us can participate in them.
I see what you mean, Bill. Now, let's ask Kathy what she thinks.
Thank you very much. Well, when I think about zoos, I think about places where people become inspired to protect nature. Humans have destroyed wildlife and the wild, so zoos are places where we save species from extinction. Some animals only exist in the wild because of zoos. Yes, Alice, it's a fact. Zoos are not prisons. I'm so lucky. I had the chance to volunteer in the city zoo this summer. I loved it. Seeing the animals up close makes us care about them and our planet even more.
We all understood your point of view, Kathy. Thank you very much. Listen again. Good morning, everyone. I hope you enjoy our school conference about the modern zoo. Does it really save animals from extinction? Joining us today to talk about this topic are three of our classmates, Alice, Bill, and Kathy. Alice, let's begin with you. Can you share your ideas with us?
Of course. To be honest, I hate zoos. Animals have rights just like humans do, and it's never their choice to be there. Most animals don't have enough space in zoos. Did you know that tigers and lions have around 18,000 times less space in zoos than in the wild? Also, animals don't live as long in zoos. Anyway, keeping animals in cages, like prison, is just cruel. We don't have that right.
Thank you, Alice. What about you, Bill? Do you agree with Alice?
Good morning, everyone. Well, I don't totally disagree with Alice. It's true that not all zoos have the necessary conditions to keep the animals healthy, happy, and safe. But that was more common in the past. Most zoos didn't care much about education or conservation. Things have changed. Today, modern zoos take much better care of their animals, and making money isn't their only objective. Some zoos already have volunteer projects, and young people like us can participate in them.
I see what you mean, Bill. Now, let's ask Kathy what she thinks.
Thank you very much. Well, when I think about zoos, I think about places where people become inspired to protect nature. Humans have destroyed wildlife and the wild, so zoos are places where we save species from extinction. Some animals only exist in the wild because of zoos. Yes, Alice, it's a fact. Zoos are not prisons. I'm so lucky. I had the chance to volunteer in the city zoo this summer. I loved it. Seeing the animals up close makes us care about them and our planet even more.
We all understood your point of view, Kathy. Thank you very much. Now check your answers. That is the end of listening 2. Listening 3. You will hear part of a presentation that a teenager is making for her science lesson. Read items 3.1 to 3.4 and put a cross in box A, B, or C according to what you hear. You have 30 seconds to read the items. Now, listen.
Hello, everyone. Well, in the past, most species became extinct because of natural causes, such as changes in climate, and also because of competition with other species. Most natural extinctions are gradual, but others are massive and happen very quickly. Animals don't have any time to adapt. In one of these massive extinctions, 96% of species died out. Scary, isn't it? Scientists have also concluded that 99% of the species that ever existed are not around anymore. For example, 2 million years ago, 43% of sea turtles disappeared, even 9% of sharks, and we all know what happened to dinosaurs. Today, many biologists are worried about how humans are causing many species to become extinct, but not all scientists agree with this. Nowadays, many animals are at risk. For example, green sea turtles can accidentally be caught in fishermen's nets, and there are still people who like to buy products made from them. Besides this, beach areas where they keep their nests and eggs are often destroyed. A solution would be for local authorities to forbid access to beaches when turtles are there.
Listen again.
Hello, everyone. Well, in the past, most species became extinct because of natural causes, such as changes in climate, and also because of competition with other species. Most natural extinctions are gradual, but others are massive and happen very quickly. Animals don't have any time to adapt. In one of these massive extinctions, 96% of species died out. Scary, isn't it? Scientists have also concluded that 99% of the species that ever existed are not around anymore. For example, 2 million years ago, 43% of sea turtles disappeared, even 9% of sharks, and we all know what happened to dinosaurs. Today, many biologists are worried about how humans are causing many species to become extinct, but not all scientists agree with this. Nowadays, many animals are at risk. For example, green sea turtles can accidentally be caught in fishermen's nets, and there are still people who like to buy products made from them. Besides this, beach areas where they keep their nests and eggs are often destroyed. A solution would be for local authorities to forbid access to beaches when turtles are there.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of listening 3. That is the end of part A.